right, guys. Welcome to Puck Off. And Joe Bartnik is on the road, my buddy and partner here on Puck Off. And Joe, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Ray. I'm in New York eating good pizza. It's a little chilly. Totally disturbed by what happened last night, but we soldier on.
Well, let me tell you something. At least you got the good pizza there in New York.
But
to comfort you.
I needed it. My stomach was upset.
You need comfort food, because that was a rough one, man. I thought about you, and I was watching the highlights. Man, that was old school Flyers, chippy hockey, and in fact, borderline dirty hockey in certain areas. And Zach Rinaldo knocked out Letang out of the game there, and who knows for how long there. With a cheap shot, a definite cheap shot, and a lot of chippiness in that game, 100 minutes in penalties. Your worst nightmare, Drew wins it in overtime.
Yeah, that was really – I can take everything up until that.
Well,
everything up until that was like, hey, Penn Flyers, that's what we live for. Hey, cheap shots, and that's what happens. But, Giroux himself, just every single thing about him, I just despise.
I know.
But like I said earlier, I want to wait until we talk about a little bit of everybody, because I do have about 5 minutes that I have to get off my chest. And I know from Twitter people were waiting for about that game, but I want to address some of the good things about the league. We'll do our midseason awards. We'll look at, the All-Star game. There's a lot. I don't want to get this show off to such negative.
No, there's a lot of good stuff going on. We got the All-Star break.
Just a couple of things last night that I think need to be addressed. We'll address them near the end.
Well, that was old school Flyers hockey, though. Distract the other team with the rough stuff, and distract all the skill players. We'll talk about it towards the end there, but it worked last night anyway. And
it did work.
Yeah, and I was excited for my Red Wings. Look at us. We got 5 wins in a row going into the All-Star game, and one in a shootout. My buddy Gustav Nyquist with the winner in the shootout.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are in second place right now, right? Right there. I mean, you're like 5 points ahead of the Penguins. I mean, just really.
Yeah, we're playing well. We got 63 points.
In second place, and I'll tell you, you're doing it without Jimmy Howard, which I didn't think could happen.
Well, Mazarek almost gave that one away yesterday. He, actually played very well in spots, but let the Wild get 3 goals to catch up and tie it at the end there in the third period. We won it with the shootout, but, he's playing pretty well.
Well, being the Wild is like, that's kind of everyone's rite of passage this year. But, I mean, you guys beat St. Louis and Nashville.
Yeah. I mean, we're playing.
St. Louis has been killing people.
Yeah, we're playing well right now going into the All-Star break. And some other teams aren't. Playing as well as they'd hoped. I was reading a thing in the LA Times today. Daryl Sutter was talking about the Kings and where they're at right now. And, of course, he's a little disappointed at where they're going right at this point or how they're going. But, this time last year, they were in the same position. They're a point behind where they were last year at this same time. And they came back and won it all.
Yeah. So, you know what, though? I have not really seen the last I actually saw them. I saw Jersey destroy them.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
Which was a shock.
Wow.
Which was a shock. But I think they're in much worse shape than they were last year. I really do. I mean, Jones has come in and played all right. But Quick, Quick doesn't look good at all right now.
Well,
and their defensemen are still the defensemen, and now there seem to be, but the injuries, their fourth line is really not nearly as good as it was.
Well, and there's some talk about Mike Richards.
Well, I think he should be traded just to get some salary back. He's playing terrible, so he might as well get his salary back.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not as balanced as they were before. Now they're all. With the injuries now, they got they have one line of Gabrick, Topitar, and Carter, and those guys were spread out over at least 2, if not 3 lines sometimes last year.
Well, that's true. And then we've got Pearson and Toffoli both out still. Toffoli's got mono. I don't know how long you're out with that, and Pearson's got the broken leg. So,
And those guys were really carrying the load a little bit there. I mean, Kopitar's woken up, and Gabbert's woken up. I mean, they're really slight on defense, though, right now. And Quick is not... I mean, I'm not going to knock Quick, but I mean, well, I guess I am. He's not saving them like he was for a long time.
Well, as you know, a hot goalie can make it for you in the playoffs, and that's what happened last year. But you're right, he's not where he was last year at this point, so we'll have to see if he picks it up. And they did get Rigueur back, but I think it's like, they're still having defensive problems.
my Rigueur. Rigueur's fan club.
Yeah. Moving. And by the way, the Kings did put Rob Blake's, they retired his number.
Yeah, they better bring it back. Blake out of the press box.
He probably could still play. We could use him.
I think obviously everyone could use a Rob Blake. But they could use half a Rob. I think they could really use a 45-year-old Rob Blake.
They probably could. It's interesting.
Our great co-host. Jose Galvez, he's always against Rob Blake, and he's the biggest Kings fan. He always says he came back and did the old Jeremy Roenick, hit the golf course too much in the second spin around.
Well, yeah, a lot of Kings fans were mad at him for years, but he did play great for him. And
I didn't know there was more than I thought he was the only one. Honestly, from afar, before they were my mistress team, when they were just the team out west, just always loved Blakey.
Yeah, very, very talented player. Now, injuries are playing a big part for everybody right now, as you know. And, I was watching Nashville last night, some highlights on that game. And Pekka Rinne's out, probably the best goalie in the league this year so far.
I think he's the man for the Vezina.
Yeah, I think so. At this point, anyway.
If not the MVP, I mean, very rarely does he get the MVP, to a goalie. But I think this is one year where he has a good chance. I mean, I really do. I mean, he's played amazing.
He's an amazing player.
The other guy, their backup didn't look so hot.
No. And they lost that game in OT last night to Montreal. P.K. Subban with the winner. That guy, he's got to have the second-best shot in the league.
He's way up there. And when we start doing the All-Star game, he's one of the snubs.
Yeah, I could not believe that. How do you not pick him for the All-Stars?
I don't know. That's one thing that it's going to be. We'll chat in a second. A little teaser for the podcast. But I was shocked that he didn't make. When I was doing the homework for this, I'm like, P.K. Subban's on the All-Star team.
See, that's why.
It was a typo.
That's why. Yeah, that's what I thought. You know what? The snubs is going to be an interesting part of our show later in the show because there's some of the people that were left off. I can't believe.
No, I think the snubs can beat the All-Stars.
Maybe they could.
If you have the All-Star team, and then you have all the snubs play the All-Stars.
I love it. There's some pretty darn good snubs. Now, let's take a look at, how about my Jets? My second mistress team.
5-0-1.
Wow. Well, it's an interesting time of year, and this is when teams really have to suck it up and get going. You want to go over our midseason awards? You want to take a look at those?
People have been waiting. I think people waiting 2 weeks. People have been teasing. People have been waiting. So let the captain go first. For the coach of the year? Who's your pick for coach of the year? Should we run down some of the candidates?
Yeah, let's take a look. We have your old buddy Peter Laviolette, Nashville. Jack Pouano for the Isles. Gerard Gallant, Florida. Bob Hartley, Calgary. and good old Barry Trotz in Washington. They've all done a good job. I'd have to say, you know, not honestly, I think they've all done a good job. And Gallant in Florida lately really has them playing. You know, Calgary's having a good year, you know. And so Hartley, you know, and Washington's having a good year. I think Washington's surprising some people. But I got to go with LaViolette because Nashville, they're just having an awesome season.
Yeah, you know, I like your reasoning, Captain. I think Barry Trotz, I mean, I think getting Ovechkin to play plus hockey is win anybody coach of the year. You know, Bob Hartley, you know, I love what he's doing in Calgary, but you know, he can play. Everyone can play hard half the season. You know, I actually think Gerard Gallant in Florida. I mean, really taking a mismatch of talent and getting those young kids to play well, and you know, but he does have Luongo, but still, I think he's done an under the radar job. Capuano, what can you say? He probably has the best team in the Eastern Conference right now. But I will give my vote to Peter Laviolette.
Yep.
That would be my coach of the year.
Yep.
So far. Nashville, I mean, I buried him. I'm in the lottery hunt.
Yeah.
Now they're in the President's Trophy hunt.
I really, and you know what? They're playing awesome, and they've had a great first half. You know, but I agree with you. Gallant in Florida, all those guys have done a good job where they are, all those guys that are on the list. But I think Gallant's getting the most out of what he's got. You know,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, he has some high end rookies that are just meshing in with some old school guys, and they're always playing hard. And everyone, that's not an easy team to coach because there's distractions galore. It's South Florida. There's travel. I mean, you know, I just think he's done a wonderful job down there. I really do.
Yeah,
I think if he was in a bigger market, it'd be a bigger story.
I think so too, and you know. And with what he's got, you're right. He's able to mesh the young guys with the spotty kind of veterans he's got, and they've done pretty well. You know, so I think he'd be my second choice.
They're scaring the hell out of Boston.
Yeah, they are. They're right on their heels. You're right, but I got to go with LaViolette just because Nashville's played so well.
Yeah, I mean, and they're in the toughest division of hockey, and they are all season. I mean, put it this way. I mean, because of him, I mean, we're talking about the Avs and the Stars, two of our favorite teams. They're not in the playoffs.
I know.
You know, Winnipeg's chasing. You know, we actually forgot about Paul Maurice, actually. We need to give Paul Maurice a nomination. Because Maurice and Winnipeg has done an awesome job.
You know what?
He
has.
I'll still give it to LaViolette.
Me too. But you're right about Maurice. He, you know, we were just talking about him. The Jets are playing great and surprised everybody except me. I picked him. I don't know why.
In other words, it was a shock. Maurice, though, like last year, he benched Kane a game. He came in there and he put his foot down.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was really coaching that team. His doings with the press have been funny. You know, he's keeping his guys loose and he's had all kinds of injuries. You know, I mean, he's probably number two or number three on that list of candidates. But, basically, Neil, other than diving, hasn't even played stupid this year.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting Olli Jokinen to play. Olli Jokinen, he's the original coach killer.
Yeah, even he's playing well. Well, you know,
yeah.
they've had a great run so far. Now, let's move on to MVP. At this point of the season, we're looking at our possible MVP. And here we have, from Nashville, the goalie, Rennie, who's had just an amazing, start. Price, my favorite out there in Montreal. Corey Perry, playing great for the Ducks. Getzlaff, also playing great for the Ducks. Malkin, Tavares, Nash. Can you believe Nash is on our list? And Seguin. Those are our candidates.
Yes.
And who do you like?
Well, Well, I'll give you all my reasonings.
Okay.
If Renee, if they slip when Renee is in there and then he comes back and throws a bunch of shutouts and then the top, I think Pekka Rinne has been the most valuable player on any team.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that should go to the goalies. I think the Vezina is for the goalies. I think the MVP goes to the skaters. But I just put Price and Rinne in the little grouping because I just think they've been that valuable, and I didn't want to slight their performance. That it's almost to the level of – it almost could be to the level of MVP. So then we go to the skaters. Getzloff, he's Superman. You know how much I love him. I almost think even more important to that team, though, is Corey Perry. In the sense of all the big goals he scores. When he was injured, they took a little slip. He comes back. He's throwing around hat tricks. He plays physical. He'll drop the gloves. He played fantastic, he's still playing great, but he had about a month where he was dominant, Gino. But now they're slipping, and you don't give an MVP to a guy in fourth place.
That's probably true.
Tyler Seguin. You know how much I love Tyler Seguin. Probably the biggest offensive force in the game right now. But you don't give the MVP to the guy who doesn't make the playoffs.
Agreed.
So that leads us to the two best forwards on the two best teams in the East. And that's John Tavares, who is to me the modern-day Mary Lemieux.
Yep.
And can you believe it? Richard Nash.
Our boy. There he is.
And if one of those guys, whoever ends up in first place, think that should be the MVP. I mean, Tavares is just the leader, the captain. It sets a Pozo up, like little playful. I mean, it's amazing. And then scores. And then Nash is leading the league in goals. So, that'd be my pick. Who do you like, Captain?
You know what? Tavares, like you say, he's an unbelievable player. And Nash, we always know he's great, but, recent years we thought, he's just not gritty. He's not in there. And, this year he is. He's playing hard and he's got the goals. But I have to go, and I see what you're saying about the goalies already have their category with the Vezina, but I have to go with Rinne because he just means the most to any team, I think, right now.
Yeah, well, there you go. And also, your old goaltender, you're still paying your dues to the official Goaltenders Club of America. So.
Well, I have to do that. I'm a union member. Come on.
Yeah.
The goalie's got to stick with the homies.
Once between the pipes, always between the pipes.
There you go,
friend. I agree. I mean, I really like it. So I put him, when I was doing my homework, I was in him first.
Look at his numbers.
I think he's first. I kind of just want to stick with those who, those who were first. I mean, the goaltenders just have their own award, and that's why we'll go to the Vezina now.
Yeah.
And really, to me, there's only one of two picks. I think it's either Rinne, and if Rinne's out for 2 months, then I guess he doesn't get the award, or Carey Price. Because, I mean, we love Carey Price. You love Carey Price. But Carey Price is phenomenal.
He's phenomenal. Had another awesome game there last night. He's awesome, and he's having a great year. But, Pekka's really doing well, as we spoke, and he's got the best numbers.
The other thing about Rinne is that he's like 6'5", like 240, whatever. He doesn't look like he's even trying that hard.
I know.
He's just kind of old school in that sense of he's not old school in the sense, but he's like, he's flying around. There's snow angels and flipping around. And he's usually positionally sound, but, Rinne's like never out of position when I watch a game.
Well, the other thing is a lot of goalies, a lot of it's mental, and he seems to believe now that he can beat everybody, and that's where, even though he's out right now, but when he's in there, he's got that mindset, and at least for me, first half of the season, he's the guy.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, now let's move on to the rookies, first half of the season here. Two guys that I don't even know. One guy didn't know if he was a rookie or not, but I put him in here. First of all, I know a guy that the captain loves, Phil Forsberg in Nashville.
Yeah, this guy.
For 8 months, he was, talking enough about Nashville. Now we'll become like the Nashville flagship station.
Right,
Forsberg. he's more points than anybody's leading. He's losing the Nashville. What can you say? Aaron Ekblad on D. a rookie defenseman to play as many minutes and is tough and, you know, scoring goals. Hutchinson, he's a rookie goaltender for Paul Maurice's Winnipeg Jets. I think he's playing amazing. I just don't know if he's a rookie. I think he might have played too many games last year. Tanner Pearson, of course, is a the Wings. I don't know if he's officially a rookie, but I'd throw a vote for him. He's played amazing hockey.
Yeah.
And of course, you have Johnny Hockey.
Yeah.
Johnny Hockey. And then the new guy, the Bruins, just brought up Pasternak. And he kind of turned, he's playing on Luch's other side. He's kind of revitalized the Big Bad Bruins.
Well, yeah, all those guys are playing well. And, you know, I like Forsberg in Nashville, but I'm going to, again, he's had a great year. Pearson off to an awesome start, and then now he's hurt. He's got the broken leg. It's not his fault, but he's not going to have the numbers that some of the guys. And Mazarek has played well in backup for Jimmy Howard. But I got to go with Johnny Hockey.
There you go.
I just like him. The guy. You know, I think he's a real deal. You know, and I was watching Barry Melrose the other night, and he said that, you know, they said, well, is he for real, you know, and or is it just, a flash in the pan kind of thing? He goes, no, that guy's got skills, and he works hard, and he's the real deal. And Barry knows. So I got to say, yeah, Johnny Hockey.
Yeah, I like that vote. He's big-time Boston College kid. They just didn't think he'd just jump into the league immediately. I'm going to vote for Ekblad just because he's a defenseman, and I think it's tougher for defensemen. But nothing against anybody; they're all fine candidates.
Well, they are. But you're right about defense, especially as a rookie, to step in and play well in that league as a rookie on defense. That's pretty hard to do, and so that does make him a valuable addition. And he's good. You know, these defenses at a premium, and defensemen are at a premium. And you know, it's hard to find a good one. A guy comes in as a rookie and plays well, it's pretty impressive. But I just like the Johnny Hockey. He's
He hustles. He will probably win in the end unless Calgary really falls off the map.
Well, yeah, it's funny.
Western Canada's been waiting to vote for something good for 15 years.
Well, it's funny because they asked Barry Melrose, what's the difference between Johnny Hockey and Johnny Football Manziel? And he goes, well, the difference is that Johnny Hockey can actually play. Took a little shot at Johnny Football.
I think
Football.
Barry bet on the Browns too many times.
Maybe, yeah. All right, moving on to the Norris Trophy. The Norris Trophy. Shea Weber. We got Doughty. Got Keith.
Duncan Keith of the Chicago Blackhawks. And, of course, Big Dustin Bufflin.
Big Buff. All good players. You know, I got to go with with Doughty. Look, the Kings are having their problems, but he's still playing great. And he's playing a lot of minutes. I think I saw where he was playing the second most minutes of anyone in the NHL. And he, they keep him out there the whole time. You know, they've had these problems with guys. Their defense has been, out, and everybody's out, and Voinov out. And so now he's got to carry the load, and he's doing it.
Yeah. No, he's definitely played an insane amount of hockey. He's out there all the time. he's never let off the ice. Duncan Keith is steady as always. I actually should have put Bufflin into the MVP category because he is just leading that team.
Yeah, Buff's playing great. You're right.
Goal scoring and hitting and just setting a tempo and playing with his heart and his big ass. I wouldn't pick Bufflin because I love Bufflin, but I don't know. I don't think he's been steadier, and just a complete defenseman than Shea Weber has been. I mean, Shea Weber is the mission of a Norris Trophy winner. Score a big goal, make a big assist, play 25 minutes, always be on the right side of the puck, bury people, just, he's kind of the defenseman I think everybody wants to have.
Yeah, well, you're right on that.
Number one.
You're right.
So I think I'm gonna vote Shea Weber on that one, but that takes nothing away from the other guys. But I just think Shea's a little bit more steadier, constantly steadier.
Well, and he's more of a classic defenseman. Doughty's kind of the
right,
you know, the offensive defenseman. But I don't see many better skill sets than his, and he's a workhorse.
Yeah, I mean he's not. He plays almost as much as Doughty. I don't think he's having a bad year whatsoever. I just think he's playing too much.
Well, he is. He's playing 30 minutes a game. He's got to cover up for a lot of stuff. So,
yeah, and a lot of his like little minuses are when he's way up ice because he's trying to score goals because Lord knows they can't sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, okay, we're moving on to the Selke Award.
Yeah, now this one is tough this year because I think every normal Selke participant has been down.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Kopitar. I call him the West Coast Malkin. He's like a minus player this year. I mean, I love Patrice Bergeron. The Bruins aren't. I think the Bruins are barely in the playoffs this year. My vote, I probably should have picked Zetterberg, but my vote will go to Thomas Plekanec of the Montreal Canadiens because he lines up against the number one centers every time. Playing defense for Michael Therrien or playing the center for Therrien is never an easy task, and they're first in the East. So that's who I'm going to go with.
I'm gonna ditto that. Yeah, I'm going.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Plekanec got rubber stamped.
Yeah, there you go.
That was easy.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. We didn't have too many that we disagreed on, but there were a couple. But very interesting so far. That's our picks.
There you go.
We'll have to see what happens. Now we have the All-Star game coming up. And a little bit different format this year. Do you like the new format?
Well, they did it last year.
Oh, did they do this last
year? As well. But, yeah, you know, I mean, it is totally new and different, though. I mean, because I think they are doing it a little bit different than last year. I forget how because I didn't watch it last year either. I was on the road. I don't know. I wish they made it so there was some pride and people actually cared a little bit about it. Maybe the Blackhawks or I guess the Kings versus everybody else or Canada versus the world or North America versus the world or maybe have the KHL come over. I like that.
I think that'd be a good format. You know, it's like in the old football. Remember when in the football, it was the college all-stars versus last year's Super Bowl winner. They didn't even have the Super Bowl back then. It was the last year's NFL championship team played the college all-stars. Just made it for an interesting format. This is more like the Pro Bowl game in football, you know, the way they've got this one laid out. But should we go over? Let's go over the players.
Yeah, did you happen to catch the uniforms they're going to be wearing?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah, someone just sent me a picture on to see what I thought of them. They look like practice jerseys in the future. They're like purple and green and shiny and silver. They actually look pretty cool. I don't know if I can look at them all the time, though. I'm kind of an old-school uniform guy myself, but...
Well, it's just for the All-Star game, so maybe it's good for that.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a look at who we got. First of all, the first six NHL All-Stars voted by the fans. Let's go with that. In goal, Corey Crawford.
Yeah, it's a good choice. Blackhawks. I like he's the goalie.
Yep, that's the goalie that the fans picked. I mean, voted on by the fans. And then your first defenseman... Duncan Keith, a lot of Chicago fans voting here, and Brent Seabrook. Okay, let's see. Then we go with Jonathan Toews at center, and Patrick Kane, and Zemgus Jurgensen's.
Yeah, he's the guy from Latvia, remember?
Yeah, the Latvian.
Everyone in Latvia voted for him. We thought it was because there was a snow. Oh, everyone was home. But really, when they have computers in Latvia.
Oh, and they all voted for
him? He's the only one, the only Chicago Blackhawk, you know, the only one that wasn't a Blackhawk.
Yeah, everyone else is a Blackhawk. Those Blackhawk fans get out and vote.
Well, they get 22,000 in the seats, so that's why it's always loud there. You know, good for them. They've been a great team.
And guess what? All those players are pretty good. I mean, you know, I don't think they'd be my top six, but they're all pretty good.
Yeah, and it's funny because they're so consistently great, we didn't even have any of them. I guess we had Duncan Keith, but we didn't have, like, you know, Kane or Taves as an MVP choice.
But either one of those guys could easily be the MVP.
Yeah, he could easily step up and just have a hot second half.
Yeah. So that's your six voted by the fans. Okay. Then let's take a – should we take a look at our forwards?
Sure.
All right. We have Ryan Getzlaf, of course. Patrice Bergeron. Nick Foligno. Ryan Johansson.
Now, Nick's the hottest guy. He's actually named the captain because he's going to be one of the captains because he's from Columbus, and that's where the game's at.
Right. And why not?
He's on fire this year.
Yeah, he's having a good year. Why not? That's fine. Our boy Tyler Seguin, you know.
Yeah.
Tyler Seguin. Let's see. Ryan Nugent Hopkins.
The Nuge.
Kopitar. Patrick Elias.
Because Yager let it be known he didn't want to go.
Oh, come on. You got to have him every year. All right. John Tavares, of course. Rick Nash. We already spoke about him. And Bobby Ryan. And your boy, Claude Giroux. Got to have him in there. And Voracek. Sidney Crosby, Malkin, Tarasenko, got to have him in there. That kid, so talented. And Steven Stamkos, of course, Tyler Johnson, and Ovi. Did I miss one?
In Verbata?
Verbata, yeah, Verbata. I missed Verbata. Yeah, well, all worthy, you know. You know, they're all good. And don't really have any arguments there. Do you got any? There's a couple left out, though. We're going to talk about those in our snubs. But most of those guys, I think, would be on my list. All right, Joe, let's pick it up with the defenseman now for the All-Star game.
Yeah, there is one thing I want to say. I don't know if you caught it, but I would like to say I'm proud of Tarasenko.
Oh, man.
They just didn't go the chalk. They could have went back at Soroshi or Steen over there or, you know, at Schwartz. I'm glad they picked Tarasenko. He's almost MVP caliber season he's had. So.
Man, the guy's super talented.
Highlight real goals. It's one of your new favorites.
Yeah, he is. He's an amazing player. Amazing player. So he certainly deserves to be on there. And like I was saying, I wouldn't argue with too many of those picks. There's a few left off that I might have issue with. But the ones, all those names are deserving. Now, on defense, who do we have? Okay, we've got Shea Weber, of course. Drew Doughty, of course. Eric Johnson. Justin Falk. Mark Giordano, and, you know, I was reading his teammates say he's been the heart and soul of that team, that they that he's got the work ethic, stays late, comes early, works hard in practice, and he, apparently they feel he's the leader of that team.
He was up for the MVP in the Norris until about a month ago. They started slip sliding away.
Ekman-Larsson.
Oliver Ekman-Larsson, because in Arizona, someone has to make the team.
Someone's got to. Although after last night, I don't know. And do we miss someone? Who do we miss? Eric Johnson?
You said Johnson and Falk. I think you got everybody there.
Yeah.
Shea Weber, Ryan Suter.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We missed the bottom. We didn't say Brett Burns. Love Brent Burns.
Oh, yeah.
Shaq, we missed Buff and Big Buff.
You got to have Big Buff. And, of course, Shattenkirk's good. Yeah. I go with all those.
Yeah. And then you got the goaltenders. You got Bobrovsky playing good. Luongo, Bobby Lou. Carey Price, probably the best of the bunch.
Yep.
And Halak and Fleury are playing the Flower because of some injuries. Rene and Jimmy Howard were actually picked ahead of Fleury and Halak, but they got injured.
But they're injured. And Halak's had a good year. All right. All those guys. And the rookies, and they're going to have the annual All-Star Skills Competition. The rookies will all be in that. Johnny Hockey, who we spoke about a minute ago. Ekblad, who we also were talking about. Jari Šešek. And Philippe Forsberg, my favorite. Mike Hoffman.
Yeah.
And Jonathan Drouin. All good rookies. I'm telling you, I like the Johnny Hockey. And I like Forsberg.
Yeah, you like Jonathan Drouin. He's got a ton of skill, too. I mean, he's playing with a bunch of skilled guys, though. You know, I mean, he's playing with that. I mean, his line's pretty sick. Like, Kucherov and Tyler Johnson. I mean, I just getting points from, you know, stuff on the ice to get the point. But I can understand is Mike Hoffman made the team. And I'm not taking anything away from skill, but not wear number 68 in NHL. What do you do?
Yeah, that's right. That's a lineman number. You can't really wear that number.
No. There's 199. There's 168. There's 166.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
You can't do it. Well, I agree with you on that. Now, skills competition, what is that? I mean, you got cones. You got speed skating. You got what else?
They do the thing where they pass it out to the middle and they hit the plates.
Right.
And then they do the, I think that's it. And then they do the breakaways. I think there's just like three events.
Who do you think is the most skilled?
It'll lead right to the snubs. I think Dak Suit used to always crush these things.
Oh, yeah.
On the passing and the shots.
Well, he's a magician. And
you know, Stamkos will probably do great on the shots. Tavares will probably do great on the shots. That was that guy that can pass good. I know Gino hit all the plates one year. He went 5 for 5. But
yeah,
I think Sagan will hit all the plates. Skating, Dowdy always crushes skating, and Letang is always the two fastest skaters.
Oh,
and Grabner of the Islanders, but I guess Grabner's not going to be there.
Who do you think?
I think the hardest shot too.
Grabner does.
No, Grabner's the fastest skater. Do the hardest shot.
Oh, the hardest shot is probably, who do you think, Ovi?
Ovi. Chara, but Chara's not going to be there this year. Chara usually wins.
And Saban has got a hard shot, but he's not in there.
Yeah, and I guess a Big Buff. I guess now we should talk about the snubs.
All right, let's talk about the snubs because there's some glaring omissions. All right, Nicholas Backstrom. Snub.
Yeah, I mean, he's only center. He's playing well. He has a ton of points. He can make it, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think. John Carlson is not
playing great on defense. I think he's in the top plus minus, high plus minus. Plays playing all situations for Barry Trotz, playing great for the Capitals. Chara, now here's a couple of the big boys that are making it. Zdeněk Chara. I mean, I know it was hard half the season, but it should. That's what I wish is more like baseball in a way where you let just everyone, the guys that people want to see just play.
Well, now I was going to ask that. Yeah, because of his injury, he was out for a long stretch there. So he didn't have, he hasn't had the season he usually has because of that. But you're right. He's clearly one of the best players in the league. Clearly someone fans want to see. I think so, too. I think he should be there.
Yeah, I mean, in the next, on that level, I mean, Jaromir Jagr, I mean, he's the reigning, he's the king right now. You know, he's the highest profile player that, you know, that is.
Yeah, he should be grandfathered in, no pun intended.
He just doesn't want to play. He wants to just go to the beach or whatever. That's up to him. Well, yeah, he doesn't want to play. I guess I shouldn't say that publicly, but I heard through back channel that he was like, and they let Elias play. But the two ones that are really crazy are Zetterberg and Dax Sukar.
I don't get that at all. I mean, not just because I'm a Red Wing fan, but they certainly deserve to be there.
Yeah, there probably hasn't been a game without a Detroit forward probably in the last, since Eiserman.
Well, yeah, probably. And you know what? While we're at it, what happened to my boy Nyquist? He should be an All Star.
Look at that.
You see him win that game last night on the shootout? I mean, this guy's having a year. You know?
Yeah.
Well,
I feel like I snubbed him on the snub list.
Yeah, he was even snubbed on the snub list. Dude, that's bad. Van Riemsdyk is not on an All-Star this year.
Yeah.
I don't get
Max
that.
Max Pacioretty, I think is a huge mistake. I mean, he's the top guy for the Canadians who are on top of the East.
No, that's a big omission. I don't get that. No Sharks forwards. At all.
No, I think Pavelski. I like Brett Burns. I guess they know they have an off year. They're not taking anybody. But I think Pavelski could have been easily an All-Star. No Sedins this year. They took the other winger on their line.
I don't get that.
They took Verbata.
Yeah.
What am I stupid? Remember I said in October, Verbata, what's he going to do on that line? He's in the All-Star game.
Now he's in the All-Star. Way to go. No.
What do I know?
Subban, come on. How do you leave him off?
Yeah, I don't get the no Subban.
That makes sense.
I don't get that one at all. Of all of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not over Daxon, but Subban, I don't know. How is Subban not there?
That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it. Who else? Kucherov. I don't know. Those are all those snubs are. Yeah, you're right. The snubs could probably beat the regular All Stars. Don't you think? I mean, they got some pretty good guys here.
They gave them a hell of a game.
Yeah.
They have more to play for.
That's really the new format. Let's do that.
Yeah, I think it's a hell of a format.
Yeah. Let's talk to the NHL about it because I think that would be a good one. All right. So now. Goons. Who are our all-star goons?
Who would be the goon of the all-star team?
Yeah, I think we need a goon on the all-star team, don't we?
Well, I mean, the goon of the all-star team would have to be Carcillo.
Probably, yeah.
He's been the number one goon of the season for sure.
By the way, was Zach Parise?
He's in for this week as well. Are we ready for the goon of the week?
Yeah, let's do goon of the week. We don't have the since Maria's not here, we don't have the our theme song for goon of the week.
Oh,
yeah, we just have to go.
Okay,
it's a dry run.
That's okay.
Okay, who do we got?
Well, from last night, and we'll do the good, and we'll do the fantasy update, and then I'll do my rant about.
Because I know the rant's coming.
Because of last night, you got Ronaldo on Letang.
Sure.
I mean, absolute ran across the ice, jumped, hit him in the back of the head.
Clearly, yeah.
What more can you say about that? Also in the running, we have Daniel Carcillo. Of the Blackhawks, who got six games for a vicious cross check on Perreault.
Okay.
Horikoff on Patrick Sharp, he got two games. Now you have my favorite, the classic rat, the guy we haven't heard much, last year, keeping his big nose clean, Brad Marchand of the Boston Bruins.
Right.
Slew-footed Broussard. He got 2 games for that.
For the slew foot.
Right. Yeah, that's one. That's Downey ahead got 2 games. The old classic, you're not looking. Look, I elbowed you in the head. So that, I just think he didn't want to play for Minnesota for 2 games.
Yeah, I saw that.
So why not hit Downey? Tough year for Ryan up in Minnesota. We have Niskanen flattening the Flyers rookie lap. That was always fun.
Yeah.
And here's probably my vote, just because I like how it all went down. Dion Phaneuf crushed Jordan Staal. Guy like Jordan Staal. So then his big brother, Eric, comes over and Phaneuf fights his big brother. So that's kind of old school pond hockey.
That's old school, yeah. Yeah, that is pond hockey right there.
You have the little brother, the big brother comes over.
Yeah.
So. What do you like this week, Captain?
Well, I better not go with Ronaldo. Let's see. But I think that was the dirtiest play of the week.
Absolutely. No, you can pick it. That's fine by me.
I'm going to pick it just because that was the dirtiest play of the week.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty much the dirtiest play of the season.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't like it, but I got to pick it if we're picking it.
Yeah.
A goonish move. That
credit
was
where credit is due.
Yeah. Sorry to say.
So now the fantasy report will be, since there's no music, it'll be really easy. I'm falling like a rock. I'm falling like the Calgary Flames. They say, 90% of hockey is goaltending. Well, Flower's been terrible and Jimmy Howard's been hurt. I should have picked up Mazarek, but I didn't. So now, Area 51 is ahead of everybody by 10 points. Coming in second is Elbowing and 10 back. And then third is Congress Capit, which I like. Anthony Emmy's in fourth. I'm in fifth. And Giroux's butt grab is only 0.5 behind me. So I'm going to watch out for Giroux. Grab me in the butt.
You got to love Giroux butt grab just for the name. I mean,
I know.
You can't beat that name.
He's my favorite team. It's not even mine. But I'm looking for a good. I'm looking for Flower to bounce back. Looking for Jimmy Howard to come back, and if I'm going to start making some moves.
Well, Area 51's got some padding there.
They're rolling.
He's rolling. Well, all right. So Goon of the Week and Fantasy. You got some catching up to do there. We broke down our All-Star roster. Now it's time for the rant, because we have a full 9 minutes, and I have a feeling it's going to take most of that.
Well, here's what I'm going to say about this. Now, as everyone knows, Penguins flies. I mean, and that's what you're saying. It really is the greatest rivalry in hockey, isn't it, Captain? I mean,
you know it is.
It's just.
You know, even last night's game, which was real chippy, Barry Melrose said, hey, you know what? He goes, that's hockey. And he goes, it was exciting, even though there was some dirty play. It was a pretty exciting game. That rivalry is a tough one. And last night was like one of the old games, Flyers and
Penn. I mean, because it's like, almost every other one, it's like, the guys, even like Crosby will go over and, tap, Tavares on the back or whatever, like, hey, we'll see you next time or good luck or not after the game. You know what I mean? It's like, there's like a camaraderie and, even the goons are like, hey, nice fight or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, the Penguins and Flyers, I mean, they'll fight on the bus. They'll fight in an alley.
You know what? Yeah. There ain't no love in that game.
They're not getting. If they see each other in a restaurant, there's gonna be a fight. They just hate each other.
Yeah, you know what?
And
sometimes it's good to see. I mean,
It's fun to see it nowadays.
It really is.
Here's what I did not like about this. And because let me tell you, I'd say in 2006 when Therrien was the coach of the Penguins, we beat the Flyers every single game. Every single game, and I said they should have put a statue to them up at the arena. But the final game of the year, We beat them about 5-1, 5-2 maybe, and there's like 4, 5, 5 Penguins Flyers. And we even, this is not very far removed. They were still, you know, spitting my words wrong, but, you know, they were still a tough team, the Flyers. And we beat them, but they didn't seem to, you know, I mean, like, we had tough guys with Roberts, you know, the Rock, but we won the fights, too. And I almost for a second felt bad for the Flyers, like, wow, they're not even, like, competing in the fights anymore. Like, it just seemed weird.
And that's their game.
Now, cuts to, they're terrible this year. They're out of play. Yeah. I guess I could say this was still, like, under the regime. Yeah, I mean, this is still, you know, just coming from the strike or whatever. And they didn't go out and say, hey, you know what, we're not making the playoffs. Let's go injure and maim people. Now, this Flyer team under the coward Claude Giroux, they call a team meeting before the game and say, hey, we're not making the playoffs, so let's take their best defenseman. And when he's not looking, ram his head into the glass like it's Dusty Rhodes. I mean, it was crap.
You know what? I got to go with you,
you know,
on that.
I mean, it's what I'm saying. Even the other Flyers teams, they never resorted to that.
Well, they were.
They didn't call it. The captain didn't call a team. Claude Giroux called a team meeting. Players always said, "Let's go hurt these guys."
No, that's not cool. The old Flyers would fight you in a second, and that's what they did. But you're right. That was a cheap shot that could actually injure a guy who's a good player and put him out. And you're right, they're not a playoff team this year. So that was, I don't like that attitude.
Yeah, and like Voracek, you know, leads the league in scoring. He got hit with a clean hit. Hit with a clean hip check. He throws a fit. And he fights Skinner, and Skinner has never had a fight in the NHL. And you know what, but he didn't back away like Brooks or Pick. He didn't skate away. He fought, but whatever. It's like, you're an idiot.
Well, I thought that was a
lead the league in scoring.
I thought that was a clean hit. I thought that was a clean hit.
Yeah. But that was their mentality. Their mentality was just to fight everything. It's like, that's not hockey.
Yeah, you know? I thought,
and,
yeah.
And then you have it's like, you know, NBC, which is owned by the Flyers. They glorify it. It's like, I'm all for the violence, but not the stupidness.
Well, yeah, there's a difference. And it got a little stupid in that game. At the same time, it was a pretty exciting game. I mean, you know, but you don't want to see somebody like
that. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's like, I'll take it any time. The leading scorer in the league wants to sit out 17 minutes to throw 3 punches of Skinner, fine.
Yeah. Well, you know
what I mean? But it's just stupid. Like, that's how wound up, and that's how not into hockey they were. And it's our fault for having a 5-minute power play and not even getting a shot on net. I mean, I have all next week my 45-minute rant will be how much the Penguins are blowing it. I mean, they are three biggest rivals. No, I mean, the Islanders, the Rangers, and in Philly, we needed to win some games. We got 1 point out of them. We got embarrassed in all 3 games on all different levels.
Well, yeah, you're having
we got embarrassed by the Islanders, who were up by 2 goals and blow it. We got embarrassed by the Rangers because we failed to show up a team that's beaten us. You know, like ever since St. Louis' mom died, we haven't won against them. And then we let our arch rival, the team we played, we went to crash. We let them, beat us physically at every point.
Well, you're having a tough time winning in your division, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that kind of analysis that makes me sick.
Unfortunately true, though.
That's as simple as it is. We can't win our own division.
Yeah.
That's what's horrible.
Yeah.
Like, it's horrible.
Well, yeah. You know, it's a tough division.
But that's all. I just think the call of players only, you know, I mean, and Berube, that's the thing. Berube's the coach. You know what? Berube has never, I don't care how many hospitals he visits on those days off, he hasn't done one thing to advance hockey past the 1910. It's like too violent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, it's Berube, and it's what they need Giroux to call a players only meeting. So go out there and hurt those guys. So, you know, Ronaldo goes out and, you know, whatever. Well, yeah.
Well, I just hope Letang.
But that's just my, you know, it's one thing to beat us, but, you know, to go and just injure a guy when the guy has nothing going on, you know.
No, that was a run. He took a run at him, and I hope Letang is okay. I hope he's coming back. Is there any word on that?
They said he skated around today, but, you know, if he plays against the Blackhawks, they're stupid because they're going to, they'll have a whole week off, so let him just rest.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to get Hornquist back, and we're going to get Tomo back, and we'll see what happens in the second half. But the Penguins are down right now.
Well,
the Penguins need a look up.
Yeah, they do. And I would say
if they just would have taken that hit and scored two power plays and went up 2-0, and that's what kills me about the Flyer games now is they never want to. It's like they never take us on man to man, 5-on-5. They were always winning, and then they always start it up where they just cheap shot into a power play fest.
And that's their game plan, you know?
That's their game plan, yeah. And it makes me sick.
Yeah. All right, there's your rant, and it was a good one.
I don't know if it was that good, but it was very heartfelt.
It was. Now, a couple quick things. Enjoy the All-Star game, guys. And also, I want to mention there's a thing in the L.A. Times about the Russian team, the great Red Army team. Have you heard about this, Joe? They've got a documentary out, and it's going to Sundance, and it's getting a rave reviews. It's from Gabe Pileski, and very interesting documentary on the Red Army team, the team that we beat with the Miracle on Ice in 1980, the Americans. So,
wow, if you check it out, we should get that guy on the show.
Yeah, it'd be great. The article's awesome about the team and how they hated the coach and pretty amazing article. So check that out. Get that documentary. Check out the documentary. It's called Red Army.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And all right, man. Good show, bro.
Yeah, thank you. You too, the captain, just coming through. That's why you're the best in the business. 95.5. Who'd you got this week?
Well, last week we had Andrew Dice Clay, which was the best ever, and this week we've got the great Paul Rodriguez.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's like my heavy hitters.
It's legend. It's nonstop legends, man.
You just roll them out.
There you go. And, when are you coming to New York, how the show's going?
Well, I should have been at the top of the show. I really should have. I want to thank everybody. The Whale, Hartford sold out.
Oh, Funny Bone. Awesome, man.
Yeah, awesome. Bucks and everything. Just me and Paul Versey, the all-in tour of the 15, Adrian Paluski.
Joe Bartnick, he's a great comic, and this all-in tour is really funny. So if you guys get a chance, check it out. He's on tour out there on the East Coast. We want to thank everybody for joining us. Enjoy the All-Star game. This is Fraser Smith for Joe Bartnick, and this is Puck Off. We are out.